Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports writing program all over the country. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Alongside me, as always, Mike Wilson, my tag team partner in crime. A lot to get into in the sports world. Obviously, NFL is almost close. It's very close, man. You can kind of feel it. You can sense it. Obviously, Major League Baseball heating up in full throttle. You have some teams that are starting to show their true colors. And unfortunately, my Milwaukee Brewers are one of those teams. But Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, no, you're exactly right about the NFL football, man. You can smell it. It is in the air. It is here, man.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. Obviously, you know, a couple more games to play in the preseason. But truth be told, you know, you're starting to see some of the things that you expected. Some guys that are playing, some guys that are not playing. And it's still, you know, somewhat interesting. I didn't see Drew Brees play a snap against the Arizona Cardinals. So sooner or later, Drew Brees is going to have to get into the action. But you know what? It is also about being healthy. It's about being ready for the regular season. And then it's about having some opportunity for those guys to make a roster spot in some cases. So it is what it is. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. Remember, it's preseason. The games don't necessarily mean that much. They mean something, but they don't mean that much. Anyway, speaking of meaning that much, we've got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back. We're going to hook up with our Major League Baseball insider, none other than our professor of sports, John Poulter. So listen in for that. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through. It's another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. It'll take me out to the ball game. I just kind of wanted to let that play out a little bit. I'll be honest with you, man. There's nothing like hearing those that music. Obviously, the boys of summer are somewhat coming to an end here as we are now jockeying for playoff position in a lot of cases. And the most interesting race, if you ask me, is the National League West. Obviously, the Milwaukee Brewers are fading like they always do, losers of three straight. This was something that I've been expecting for a while. The Braves in Philadelphia keep battling it out. The Nationals just get further and further behind. Houston and Oakland knotted up now. I think that that's pretty interesting. Seattle still in the mix there. Cleveland running away with it. The Red Sox running away with it. But we do know that the Yankees will also be in the mix once playoff season happens. But to talk about baseball, we have our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. John, good morning. Andy and Mike, how you doing, man?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
You know, I was doing okay until I started talking about those standings, and I noticed that my Milwaukee Brewers are figuring out a way to choke once again. I mean, it's unbelievable, John. Year in and year out, they're leading this division for many, many months at a time. And then when the real time comes to start playing your best baseball, they seem to fade away like, you know, into the sky, into the moon, into the ocean, whatever you want to say it, however you want to put it. They wash away. A great season is my point.
Yeah, it seems to have been that way for a few years now, doesn't it?
It does.
And I sort of wonder if maybe part of it is that you know, they play well right from the start of the season, but they don't have that depth to fight off injuries and slumps and just overall tiredness on behalf of the players. And on top of that, I wonder if some of the other so-called powerhouses in the league, and I'm thinking Chicago at this point because that's clearly the best team in that division at the moment. I wonder if Chicago and some of the other powerhouses, with all due respect to Milwaukee, maybe take Milwaukee a little bit lightly and don't really take them that seriously until they've seen the Brewers perform. And then all of a sudden that extra overdrive goes on for some of those better teams. And all of a sudden Milwaukee find themselves up against some good teams. But there's nothing wrong with the season they're having. You look at where they are now compared to where they were a couple of years ago when they started this retooling process. I think they're heading in the right direction. I think they've got to have some patience, and they're playing in a division with some pretty tough teams. So, like you, it doesn't really surprise me. I think what surprised me in that race is the change in the St. Louis Cardinals since they had the managerial change. And you might remember we talked the morning after Mike Matheny was relieved of his duties as manager of the Cardinals, and at the time I really wasn't all that convinced that the problem was the manager. But I look at where they are now compared to where they were. At the time Matheny was fired, they were 47-46. Since Mike Schilt has taken over, they're 21-10, and they've got themselves right back in that wild card race, maybe even with an outside chance to catch the Cubs because they do have games left with the Cubs. So I think the Cardinals getting back into that race has been as much of a factor in the Brewers' demise as the Brewers' poor play has been over the past few weeks.
No, those are some good points, John, and I know that Mike wants to jump in here too. We're continuing with our professor of sports, John Poulter, talking Major League Baseball, and I just want to get this out there before Mike jumps in. You know, those St. Louis Cardinals are definitely in the mix. Right now they're in the second spot for the wild card. You have the Rockies a half a game back, the Brewers a half a game back. And maybe even the biggest surprise of all is that the Dodgers are fighting for a wild card spot, too. I mean, this is a team that we all probably thought was going to win the National League West hands down with ease. But you know what? They're not. And just getting back to your point about St. Louis, you know, I did say that, you know, I don't necessarily think that Matheny was the problem either. But sometimes you light a fire under guys, you make a little change like that, and they rally the troops, and that's exactly what's happened there with the St. Louis Cardinals. They have definitely figured something out. They're playing inspired baseball, and they're playing, you know, their best baseball when it's the most meaningful. So you've got to give credit all around to those players and to them for having the guts to make the manager move at that point. And right now, they're reaping the benefits. They're in the middle of it. Go ahead, Mike.
What I was going to say was, you know, we're surprised by this, surprised by that going on in Major League Baseball. But, John, that American League West race, you got Houston, they're 3-7 in their last 10. You got Oakland, who's pulled even with them. And Oakland just may be one of the best stories of the year because they were rumored to be moving to Portland, earlier in the season. So what's gone on with Oakland and what's gone on with Houston?
Combination of things, I think, Mike. We've talked a couple of times about how the Boston Red Sox have dominated baseball this season. And here's a quick fact for you. I look at the standings on June the 15th, and you'll see that Oakland was 34-36, and you'll see that Boston was 48-23. You look at today's records, and you add 40 wins and 13 losses to both of those teams, and you get today's record. So that's a 755 clip in that period of 53 games, which is just around a third of the season. So, you know, we've been talking all year about how well the Boston Red Sox have played. Let's give Oakland a tremendous amount of credit for the last 53 games. They've kept pace with the team that we have said is basically the best team in baseball. So I think there's a lot of good things to be said there. And, you know, in terms of Oakland, it's a good success story because we've always thought of Oakland as sort of a second-tier market. Even in its own metropolitan area, it's deemed to be a second-tier market. It's sort of a weaker sister to San Francisco, if you will. And I think the fact that Oakland is back in this and they've got back in it without, you know, trading away all of their future for one or two short-season rentals or superstar rentals or anything along that line, they've signed a few guys. I'm not going to say they've done it on the cheap because they picked up a guy like Lucroy, who was not exactly on the scrap heap but had no contract going into spring training. They signed him at a good price. He's played really, really well. They've done the same thing with two or three other guys. Oakland's never been known as a big spender. I mean, you look at their payroll compared to the rest of the league, and I mean, their payroll is kind of like a medium-sized McDonald's. It's not huge. I mean, they're not even close to some of the other teams. So I think it's good that they've come along this way. It's a great story for baseball. It's a great story for secondary markets in baseball. And maybe it's going to help some of these big market teams take a look at how they structure a team and how they throw money around, because I think it's a great story that somebody is able to spend that little amount of money, put a good competitive baseball team on the field. I just hope the fans reward them by putting some butts in the seats and allowing the team to make some money, because quite frankly, it's well deserved.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the program, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf, we're always here every Sunday live, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so you can always catch us. We do have to take a quick pause for the cause. John, we're going to come back with you on the other side, and we'll continue talking about Major League Baseball. And I do think that the American League, there's a little intrigue with, you know, obviously the Yankees, Houston Astros, the Athletics, the Seattle Mariners. Those four teams will be battling out for two teams to make the wild card race. And then obviously maybe somebody wins the division. And I'm talking about either Houston, Seattle, or Oakland, obviously, in that sense. And then on the other side, you've got teams like the Rockies and the Brewers and the Dodgers, like I said, who I think is a big shock that they're battling it out for a wild card right now. You got to give credit to those Arizona Diamondbacks. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it. We'll come back with our professor of sports, John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We're hanging out with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. We talked to him about baseball. We obviously talked to him about hockey when it makes sense to talk to him about hockey as well. But getting back into the Major League Baseball scene as it is right now, John, you know, I want to hit on this Dodgers deal. I want to hit on some of the teams that made moves that don't seem to be paying off, like my Milwaukee Brewers made a bunch of moves. The Dodgers made the moves, bringing Manny Machado in, and they're two games behind, and they've never really hit their stride, at least to me, all season long. And obviously a lot of that has to do with injuries and people being bounced in and out of the lineup, but truth be told, I would think that the Dodgers are one of the more disappointing stories, along with the Nationals. Obviously, that's a huge one with them seven games behind the Braves and six and a half behind the Phillies and some of the other things that are going on in Major League Baseball with, you know, the Orioles being 50 games out of first place in their respective division. But truth be told, I mean, the Dodgers battling it out for a wild card. The Brewers making the moves that they did, they're starting to fade. Are you kind of surprised at some of the moves that teams made that aren't necessarily panning out the way that they probably thought they would have?
Yeah, certainly on paper I'm surprised. I thought Machado would give the Dodgers a much bigger boost offensively than he has. I mean, he's clearly a first-class player. I still struggle why he wants to play shortstop. I think he's a very good shortstop, but I think he's a much better third baseman. Clearly, Los Angeles is a bit of a stopover for him because Seager is expected back next year, and he's a better shortstop than Machado is, and certainly a lot cheaper. And Justin Turner is signed long-term as a third baseman for the Dodgers. So I don't see Machado coming back to the Dodgers. They've kind of rolled the dice. They gave up a tremendous prospect to Baltimore in that deal, along with some second-tier prospects, some younger prospects at AA and high A ball. I'm surprised that the Dodgers aren't getting more out of him. But, you know, the Dodgers have been a funny team the last couple of seasons. Other than that huge spell they had last year where they went crazy and sort of won like 41 or 42 out of 50 games around this time last year, they've been sort of a mediocre team. They haven't really done anything very well on a consistent basis. And I think their pitching is struggling, and a big piece of that is the fact that they can't keep Kershaw healthy. And we all know that when Kershaw is healthy, he's one of the top three or four pitchers in baseball. So, you know, you put your stock in a great pitcher, and you expect him to go out there and be a stopper every 3 or 4 days, or every 4 days, I guess. And you expect him to stop those losing streaks. And when you don't have that guy, all of a sudden, those spells come up where you lose 4 out of 5, and 6 out of 7, and 8 out of 10, and that kind of stuff. And in this day and age where baseball is so competitive, that can put you behind in a real hurry.
Hey, John, this Atlanta Braves and Philadelphia Phillies race is so interesting to me. What's going to be the deciding factor between these two teams and which one comes out on top?
That's a very good question. I agree with you 100%, Mike. It's a great race. It's not only a great race because it's two teams that are playing head-to-head. It's two teams that none of us really expected to be there at this time of year. To Andy's point, I think we all thought that Washington would be the class of that division, and certainly on paper they are. But I tell you, I'm impressed with both of these teams. I'm impressed with the jobs that both managers have done, both of whom are in their first managerial positions. And I don't know whether you had a chance to see that game this week where Urena hit in the first inning.
Yeah.
I thought that was a disgraceful play. I'm disgusted that he only got 6 games. That's not really a suspension. For a starting pitcher, that's really just a coffee break. they got to send a message and get these guys out of this game longer for doing that kind of stuff. But I saw the post-game interview with Brian Snitker after, and, you know, Snitker is a guy that's not a high-profile guy. He's paid his dues in the minor leagues. I think he's managed at pretty much every level in the Braves system, and all of a sudden he has his chance to manage in the major leagues. I thought he handled that very classily. He wasn't overly upset. He basically said, hey, you know, it's not fair that this kid's just having fun. He's playing good baseball. It shouldn't happen. We have to move on. And, you know, the good news was that nobody got hurt, especially Acuna. But for that to happen on the first pitch, in my mind, was a disgrace. But I was very impressed with the way that Snitker handled it. And, you know, Kapler in Philadelphia looked like he might be in trouble the first couple of weeks of the season by the way he was being treated by the media. But I think he's won a lot of people over with the way that he's handled this Phillies team. And clearly that's a team that's ahead of where we thought it would be in terms of its rebuild. And perhaps we can say the same thing about Atlanta. I don't think anybody thought that those two teams would be as solid this late in the season, this early in their rebuild program as they are. So Washington, you got to feel a little bit sorry for them, but, you know, they're a little bit like the Dodgers in terms of they've got a lot of stars on the field, but for some reason or other, they just don't seem to be able to put it together. They've changed managers a couple of times, and it seems that it's always the same result. So hard to figure out what the real problem there is, because Washington, to me, is a team that is good in all phases of the game. It's good top to bottom. It's got pitching. It's got defense. It's got a bench. You know, I don't know what else you need to win. And quite frankly, when I look at that division at the start of the year, I would have thought that they would have had as much of an easy ride as Cleveland has had in their division, because I felt that the other four teams in that National League East were sort of weak teams. But to see Atlanta and Philadelphia come out like this, apart from the fact that it's a pennant race, and any time you have a pennant race with two teams going head-to-head this late in the season, it's always fun to watch, whether you're a supporter of either of the teams or whether you're a neutral. It's great to watch, and the fact that it's two teams that none of us thought were going to be there, I think just makes it even more interesting.
A lot to digest from John Poulter, our professor of sports, who just brought in a bunch of interesting things that he just talked about there. And I just want to hit on something, and then I want to move on. Look, the bottom line is that the Nationals are not playing great baseball. They probably need to figure out a way to blow things up there to a certain degree, whether that means moving Harper and, you know, getting a bunch of players in there for him, whatever it is. It just doesn't seem like it's clicking for them, and they do need to change something up. The Braves are a great story. Phillies are a great story. We know that. There's nothing to deny about that. My question to you is about the Cleveland Indians, who quietly are all of a sudden 18 games over 500. We know about their 1-2 pitching, their 1-2 pitchers, that they're very good, as good as any in the league, to be honest with you. Is Cleveland kind of a team to really look out for come playoff time, John?
It may be, and I say it may be because I really don't think they've been tested, Andy. And, you know, I don't think we really know whether the Cleveland Indians are playing good baseball because of the rest of their division. You know, I think Mike and I talked about this briefly last week. When you've got Minnesota, Detroit, the White Sox, and Kansas City in your division, and you play most of the games the way the schedule is balanced these days, or not balanced these days, you're playing most of the games within your division. So all of a sudden, you've got 19 games against four fairly weak teams. That's gonna mean a lot of easy wins for a team like Cleveland. So whether Cleveland is just laying in the weeds and making sure they stay healthy, and then their pitching is going to be dominant in the postseason, that's an interesting point. It could well happen. But if you look at their regular season record, I have to think that Cleveland might have a much different record if they were in another division. And one of the things that kind of would bother me if I was an Indians fan would be, I look at their road record and it's 32-28. So it's only four games over 500. Clearly, when they get into the postseason, they are not going to have home field advantage in any of the series that they play. So I have to think that they're going to have to find a way to win on the road. And that may be their biggest challenge, apart from the fact that if they have in fact been going in second gear and they do decide that they need to turn the switch on once the postseason arrives, that's going to be a big problem. We've talked about that a number of times, that it's always nice to have that momentum going into the postseason. But I think their road woes might be a big factor in terms of how the Indians come along. But, you know, to your point, they've got a couple of really good starting pitchers. Their back end of the bullpen is very good. There's nothing to say that Cleveland can't win this thing, but they're going to have to get hot at the right time, and the question is, do they have it in them?
Great points. Hey, John, I'm going to let you out of the gate with this one. If the Boston Red Sox don't win the World Series with a team that's 50-plus games over 500 and absolutely whipping up on the rest of the league, is that a bigger story than to say, you know, if Houston were to repeat, because they are a pretty good baseball team, but again, Boston, with the way that they have just manhandled every single team out there for the whole season, and they're not taking their foot off the gas at all. So to me, that would be the biggest story, is if the Boston Red Sox are unable to finish the job.
Yeah, it would be a big story, not unlike the Mariners. I think it was 2001. They won 116 games and didn't win the pennant. So that's kind of the pace that the Red Sox are on. So it would be as big a surprise as that. But we all know that the Cardinals won the World Series one year with an 83-79 record. So let's not count anybody out.
Hey, John, as always, I hear the music behind us. It means we got to let you go, but appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking it down, man. And there's not anybody that does it better than John Poulter, and that's why we have him. Anyways, we do have to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it. We're going to come back, and we're going to get into some NFL football. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is Dorf on Sports.
That is, people, along with Mike Wilson, I would be Andy Dorf. And yes, we're getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can get at us in a few different ways. Haven't thrown out the Twitter handles today, so we're going to do that for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike writes some articles. We get the shows up there, and obviously we're going to get back to the local thing this week. So looking forward to that new radio station here in Phoenix, Arizona. And we'll get you more on that on the Facebook stuff soon. So, and obviously you can always check us out on Notoriety Sports Network on Facebook as well. You can see us, you can interact with us there. But a lot to get into on the football front, Mike. Obviously preseason is underway. People are excited about some particular players. They're excited about guys maybe making a roster spot. And then you've got those guys that we know are going to make the team and they're not playing right now so that they don't get hurt in these meaningless games where there is right. some meaning to them for certain guys, you know. So I'm not trying to say that the preseason means nothing, but it doesn't mean that much to guys like Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or Drew Brees, who didn't play at all in game two. So ultimately, man, what do you try to take away from preseason football?
You know what? Like you were saying with the veterans, I mean, it doesn't mean too much. They just want to get in there, get their reps, you know, make sure they kind of have a, you know, they got some chemistry going back with their teammates. I look at the rookies, you know, especially the rookie quarterbacks like the Sam Darnolds, the Baker Mayfields, you know, the Rosens, the Josh Allens, just to see how they look. I mean, do they look like they're a fish out of water? Do they look like they've been a pro for 5 or 6 years? And just how comfortable they feel back there. Now, you know, out of the bunch, you would have to say maybe, you know, Darnold and Baker's maybe, you know, Darnold and Baker's probably look the best. And, you know, the fan base is like, oh, they're going to start. I think Darnold has the best shot at starting right now for the Jets because, let's face it, the Jets just don't have that much at quarterback as it is. And Darnold's a pretty – he's a talented kid, but he's still a rookie. He's going to have growing pains. But Baker, you know, Tyrod Taylor's the guy. Tyrod Taylor should be the starter for the Browns moving forward. He has the command of that offense. I think he has, and it sounds like he has a command of the locker room too from his teammates, and that's half the battle, you know, getting your teammates behind you.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I think they brought Tyrod Taylor in there to be the starter. Let's be honest. They're in Cleveland. And for Baker, that takes a little bit of pressure off of him. And you know what? If they're struggling throughout the season, let's say that they're 2-6 at some point, you know what? Maybe then you say, okay, it's time to bring Baker Mayfield in and let's see what this kid has. When you're talking about Darnold, yeah, he has a good shot to start there, but maybe the best quarterback there out of the whole bunch is Teddy Bridgewater. You do obviously have McCown, who's obviously an older guy, but you know what? Gritty, gutty, and he'll give you everything he has. So ultimately, I do think that the job is Darnold's to win or to lose. It just depends on how you look at it. But I would think that Teddy Bridgewater is probably the best quarterback out of the bunch right now. However, Sam Darnold is your guy moving forward in the future. So I think it's just about you don't want to give these guys too much to chew right away when they come into the league. And, you know, in certain cases, like for Baker Mayfield, where he has a Tyrod Taylor there, a veteran, a guy that can win some football games, maybe it's okay for Baker to kind of sit back and take it all in and digest it all. And unfortunately for a guy like Sam Darnold, who will get potentially thrown right into that starting lineup, you know, he takes those bumps and bruises right away, whereas Baker can kind of sit there and watch it all unfold in front of his eyes. So, you know, and if you look at, you know, look, there's no right or wrong way to do this, Mike. However, very few rookie quarterbacks have a lot of success in the NFL. I know Deshaun Watson had some success. However, he did get injured. Obviously, goes down with that injury with the ACL. But at the end of the day, man, for the most part, rookie quarterbacks, it takes a couple few years to figure out the NFL game.
No, you're exactly right. And, you know, when you talk about you're talking about Teddy Bridgewater there. Teddy Bridgewater, depending on the situation, he could play himself into a trade to a new team because he could show his value. And then the Jets have value. They have McNown behind Darnold, or, you know, Darnold's sitting on McNown for a little bit. And then you got Bridgewater, who's played well. You got a trade asset. Maybe you bring in another weapon for your quarterback. Maybe you add it to the defense. So, you know, with Bridgewater, you know, there's a lot at stake for him right here. He could play himself into a better situation possibly. But you're exactly right with, you know, you don't want to get too high. You don't want to get too low. There, you know, and with these rookie quarterbacks, yeah, there's not a lot of success. There has been. But a lot of times, you know, Dorf, and I know, that's the outlier. That's not what typically happens. So when you got a Deshaun Watson before the injury, doing what he's doing, that's more or less an outlier. That's not typical of what happens. So, you know, moving forward with any one of these teams with these rookie quarterbacks, it's just going to be interesting to see how the organization handles each one of these guys.
In a lot of cases, Mike, it seems to me more often than not that it's the second, third, fourth pick that makes more of a mark than your first rounder initially, you know, and then obviously over time, you would hope that first rounder pays dividends and you did your due diligence and you obviously got the right fit, the right guy at the right time. Thoughts and opinions, people, by the way, welcomed, encouraged. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports, your Dorf Online. And please check out that website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We're live every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So you can always get at us live on the program. You can always shoot us messages after, like I said, on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion for Mike, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online for me. Let's continue.
I got a question for you, Dorf.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
I got a question.
Yeah.
So, you know, early in the week, you know, Jalen Ramsey comes out, you know, that and is criticizing just about every quarterback in the league except his own. But what do you think about Jalen Ramsey coming out with the criticisms or maybe slight compliments of these other NFL quarterbacks?
Left off a couple of guys, too, like Jameis Winston. And I'm not sure if that has anything to do with the fact that both those guys played at Florida State. Yeah, who knows? I don't know. I'm not going to go into it that way. But I will say this. You know, in a lot of senses, he may have been right about some of the comments that he was making. However, I don't necessarily think it's his position to say something. And I know that he's a guy in the secondary and he has an opportunity to make plays against quarterbacks. And, you know, obviously he sees Big Ben on a frequent basis, being that he is in the AFC. And, you know, when you talk down about guys that are going to be Hall of Fame quarterbacks and you say that, you know, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, they don't suck. Like, I'm sorry, but at a certain point, he's got to realize that he's talking about Hall of Fame quarterbacks. He's talking about legends in this game right now. And in some cases, again, like I said, he may have been right about certain players. However, I mean, look, if you or I say those kinds of things, people are saying to us, well, you've never played, da-da-da-da-da. This guy's played, so I think he understands the game. And I understand he's one of the best in the game at his position. But once again, I don't know why you try to inspire guys that you're going to have to compete against. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, I guess to me, that's also something that I would think about. Now, every single time that guy plays, you know, quarterbacks are going to be gunning for him. Quarterbacks are going to want to show him, hey, you know what? He thought I stunk. Maybe I'll show him that I can thread the needle, and I'm going to make plays against him when he's going up against some of my wide receivers. So I think it puts a little bit of a target on his back, Mike. I also think that personally, it was somewhat uncalled for. And again, maybe a little bit over the top when you're talking about two of the best in the game and saying that they don't suck.
Yeah, I mean, can you just picture this like in the Pittsburgh huddle when they play each other this year? You know, Big Ben just kind of gives AB a look and says, here's what we're doing. You know, screw the play. Here's what we're doing. We're going to burn Ramsey right here. So yeah, you hit the nail on the head with, let's just put the big target on me. Let's tick off of Aaron Rodgers or anybody else. Maybe, you know, even Andrew Luck. I mean, he's coming back, and he's, you know, before he was injured, Andrew Luck's not a, you know, he's not a bad quarterback either. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks who want to be taking a shot at Ramsey during the year.
No, I agree. I mean, again, it's I don't understand why you try to motivate the guys that you're going to be playing against. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't think that he's the type of guy that needs that kind of thing. But you know what?
Right.
I don't necessarily know Jalen Ramsey that well. And you know what? If this is going to help him motivate himself a little bit too, maybe he wants that target on his back, Mike. I mean, I've heard a lot of different, you know, mixed emotions about this. Like a lot of the so-called experts and analysts were pretty okay with him coming out and saying these things. Whereas I just think it's very disrespectful. I really do. I think it's awfully disrespectful to say that Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady don't suck. I mean, they're the best. So if they don't suck, I mean, how do you become a really good quarterback? I mean, again, this is all subjective. I get it. And this is just this one person's opinion about it. But truth be told, I thought it was disrespectful. At the end of the day, I just look at it and I said, wow, this guy's coming out and talking trash about everybody, and this can really backfire on him, at least in my opinion.
No, you're exactly right. What do coaches hate? Coaching staffs hate
bulletin board material, man.
Bullets and bold material, and one of their best players, you know, is putting that bulletin board material up there. I'm sure he's had a talk. I'm sure Ramsey's had a talk with Doug Marrone. Maybe a lengthy conversation about this topic, about what he did. So, you know, moving forward, it's going to be interesting to watch. It's just going to maybe put some more eyes on Jacksonville Jaguar games this upcoming season to see what happens with that. So, you know, football's here, bulletin board material, guys taking shots, quarterbacks getting hit, you know, big plays. It's all here, man. But I'm fired up. The other night I was talking to a buddy of mine, I just said, thank God football's back.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's obviously a very fun time. It keeps us very busy on Sundays, even busy on Mondays and throughout the week on Thursdays. Yeah, absolutely. And then you have college football playing like every other day too. So, the football season is literally right around the corner. And I don't think there's two happier guys than Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf because obviously we get to talk to people about it. But truth be told, we live, breathe, eat, sleep, all this stuff. So it's something that's very near and dear to our hearts and always on our minds. I know we got to take another quick pause for the cause, so we're going to do that. We're going to come back and we're going to wrap up hour number one. I do want to get into some of the other things that are going on in the world of the sports world, like what's happening there at Ohio State, what's going on with Maryland. And I know that you're a big college football guy. You went to check out ASU, I believe, again on Saturday. So we'll have to get into a little bit of college football as well. But we'll be back. We're going to wrap up hour number one. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Again, you can get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Only a couple minutes left in this hour, which means we're going to set up hour number two for you. We're going to obviously talk a lot of NFL football. We'll get into some college football. I think we talked a lot of baseball already. However, we can always get back into that as well. I don't know if you're interested all that much in this stuff, Mike, but obviously it's near and dear to my heart. We do have the U.S. Open coming up here pretty soon. I'm excited about it. We got the Western and Southern Open happening all throughout the week and the weekend, and there was some rain, so guys had to do some double duty and play a couple matches in the same day, which is not something that they're very accustomed to doing at this point in their careers. Yes, as a junior, you do it all the time, but having to play a couple matches in the same day as a pro is somewhat difficult. But I don't know if – have you caught any of the tennis that's going on or no?
I haven't, but I do get into the U.S. Open. That was always something around the house growing up that we always watched. It's New York City. It's the lively crowds. It's, you know, they get kind of crazy up there in New York. So I like watching the U.S. Open quite a bit.
Yeah, no, it's fun. Obviously, and you know, Federer and Nadal are your two guys that you're watching, but so many up-and-comers, a lot of these young guys that are coming up in the ranks right now. Tsitsipas, who had a great run beating four of the top 10 players, and then eventually losing to Nadal at the tournament just before the Western and Southern. So a lot of interesting stuff in the tennis world, a lot of interesting stuff in the sports world in general, man. It's just never stopping. It's always happening. It's always moving in front of us. So that's why we're here talking to you each and every Sunday live. Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Again, I know I do hear the music, means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that, come back with hour number two. Like I said, a ton of NFL football, some college football. We may get back into Major League Baseball, but mainly it's going to be a lot about football this hour. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We'll be back, everybody. Keep it close.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton today suggested that former CIA Director John Brennan might have released classified information, but acknowledged that he isn't certain Brennan did so. Bolton said on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos that he's very troubled by the conduct of Brennan, a frequent critic of President Trump, who lost his security clearance last week. President Trump said he was protecting the nation's classified information in announcing that he was revoking Brennan's security clearance. Two cold-blooded killers on the loose in Nashville. Police spokesman Don Aaron says they apparently approached a man and woman early Friday and demanded money, then shot and killed both of them when they didn't have any.
The police department at this juncture has not ruled out that these are the same individuals who killed the man earlier this week.
The suspects may also be responsible for shooting a woman in the back while walking her dog on August 8th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Gunshots rang out at a Florida high school football field Friday night in Wellington. Two people were shot, and officials say they were the intended targets of the shooter. Sheriff Rick Bradshaw insists this is not considered a school shooting, and it was unfortunate it took place near the high school.
They had some information that they very well might be at the football game, but they could have been at a bowling alley.
One of the victims was critically injured. The other victim is in stable condition. The search continues for the suspects. A 6.3 magnitude earthquake in Indonesia near Lombok Island, where a massive quake killed more than 460 people 2 weeks ago. Geophysicist Randy Baldwin with the U.S. Geological Survey says much of the local infrastructure is already weakened.
We've had several large quakes over the past 2 weeks in the Lombok area along the northern coast. And, of course, there were structures that collapsed and were damaged from those.
Now more buildings have collapsed and there are more mudslides. So far, no deaths reported from this latest quake. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Jurors still haven't reached a verdict in the Paul Manafort financial fraud trial, USA's Wendy King reports.
In a revelation that stunned the courtroom, Judge T.S. Ellis said he has received threats while he's presided over the case and that he's now being protected by U.S. Marshals. When news organizations asked him to make jurors' names part of the public record, he declined for their safety. President Trump weighed in on his one-time campaign chairman's case.
I think the whole Manafort trial is very sad. When you look at what's going on there, I think it's a very sad day for our country.
Manafort is charged with 18 felony counts here and tax evasion in a separate case. He has steadfastly refused to cooperate with the probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
Saudi Arabia has finished preparations to receive more than 1.6 million pilgrims from across the world during the annual Hajj pilgrimage to Islam's holiest sites that begins today. More than 100,000 security personnel have been deployed throughout Mecca and the pilgrimage sites. A Saudi Arabia Interior Ministry spokesperson says security has been tightened since last year's pilgrimage after Saudi coalition forces shot down a rebel missile they say was launched at the city.
We do not exclude that they will try it again. But we depend on our abilities and we depend on our military actually to deal with such threats.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A lot to get into in this hour. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com, but obviously NFL football, big time on our minds. We're going to get through some of the divisions, Mike, as many as we can. We'll talk a little bit about them. We'll get into some college football, maybe even get into some Major League Baseball, and then obviously whatever else is on our minds, brother. But good morning. Welcome. Let's do this. Let's kick some butt. How you doing, bro?
I'm always doing good. You know, it's college football season. It's NFL football season, baseball, the playoff races. Man, there's a lot going on. And like we talked about before the end of the first hour, U.S. Open tennis, man, there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, this is the start of, obviously, the playoff run for Major League Baseball. And then, obviously, NFL football literally right around the corner starts that the 9th of September, man. I mean, I'm excited. So, and obviously, you get after it. So, we're going to get after it, too. Speaking of which, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. So, we're going to do that. But we're going to come back, and we're going to get right into some of the NFL stuff going on. So, keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through a Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Give us a phone call. Let's talk some sports, 1-800-878-7529. We are going to break down some of these divisions in the NFL, and we're going to talk a little bit about the NFC West to start out. In case you don't know, that's the Arizona Cardinals, that's the Los Angeles Rams, that's the San Francisco 49ers, and that is your Seattle Seahawks. So, Mike, with that being said, let's start right here with the Arizona Cardinals. They had a game the other day. They played the New Orleans Saints, who did not play Drew Brees in that football game. So let's make that very clear, that that was something to me that I noticed right away. The Cardinals do walk away with a victory 20-15 over a team, like I said, that did not play their stud quarterback, Drew Brees. And I find that interesting in a couple of senses, because first and foremost, obviously you want this guy healthy for the regular season. He is a true classy veteran of the NFL. I don't think he needs all that much work. One time comes, he'll be ready to go. On the other hand, this gave Josh Rosen a lot of opportunity. He did get to play with the number ones as well. People were, you know, upset that he didn't get to play with the ones in the previous game. Somewhat struggled, if you ask me. People thought he looked good the last game. Again, I thought he struggled a little bit. Game This game gets to play with the number ones, goes 10 of 16, 107 yards, has a touchdown. Did look a little bit better to me. However, I'm not ready to give him the keys. Right. I do think that Sam Bradford is the guy. You can see that he's a lot more accurate. He does command that huddle better. He commands the offense better. Maybe just has the guy's attention a little bit more, seeing as he is a seasoned veteran, a guy that has been around, has been in the war, has been in the battles. But I truly think he is a definite number one, Sam Bradford. You have Josh Rosen, probably your number two, and then Mike Glennon, your number three.
No, you're exactly right. People are so they starve for the new guy to get in, and we all know the most popular guy on the football team halftime with fans are the backup quarterbacks, the number twos. And you know, we had said in hour one, there's not a lot that you can take from preseason. It is what it is. Like you said, Breeze wasn't in the building. So, you know, a win is a win. I mean, I'll give them that, you know, but let's face some facts. I mean, last year the Browns were 4-0 in the preseason, and when the real bullet started flying, it just went all to hell on them. But back to the Cardinals, yeah, Bradford is the guy. They didn't pay him this kind of money to come in and sit and, you know, tutor a rookie in Josh Rosen. So you're exactly right in terms of him being accurate, him commanding the huddle. I think the guys on the team, the veterans, respect him for what he has done in his career. Now, I mean, we all know, you know, he's one hit away from the ambulance leaving the stadium. But when he's healthy, Bradford's a good quarterback. He's no scrub. And I think for Rosen and his maturity and his development as an NFL guy, he has a pretty good guy to learn from in Sam Bradford in terms of how to practice, how to approach practice, how to approach game day, all those little things that add up to a quarterback being the man for the team. And let's face it, being a quarterback on an NFL franchise, that's a complicated job. It's no simple task at all, and there's a lot that goes into it. And to throw a guy like Rosen in there, feet to the fire, would be a very complicated, and I think in this case for Rosen, I think it would be a very detrimental thing for his career.
Yeah, I don't think it would be a good situation. Sam Bradford's the guy. I don't even think there's a question, at least between you and I. There's no question. Very efficient throwing the ball. Very just – solid with the way he goes about things. And again, you hit on it, man. The thing that you worry about with Sam Bradford is keeping him on his feet and making sure that he stays healthy. Because if he's healthy, we know he can sling it. We know he can make plays. Speaking of that, guys that made some plays for Josh Rosen, Christian Kirk, those two guys connected. Is that something that we can maybe think about seeing for a long, long time? And I always liked Christian Kirk. I'll be honest with you. I always just was good like, kid. Wow, that's talent that should never have slipped out of the backyard of Arizona State or the University of Arizona. Someone should have gone after this guy hardcore and obviously kept him in state. But we know he went to Texas and the rest is history. Chad Williams, good to see him making some plays. J.J. Nelson. DJ Foster, another kid, a local kid that played at Saguaro High School and now playing for the Arizona Cardinals. But that's always been kind of the problem, too, is they need another wide receiver other than Larry Fitzgerald to step up, Mike.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Fitz is a great number one. You know, you can kind of put him anywhere on the field, out wide, in the slot. He can do it all, and he's proven that over the course of his career. But you know, having a solid number two and even a solid number three to take the pressure off of and the double teams off of Fitz is going to be important. I think Christian Kirk can fit that bill. I think you can put Christian Kirk either in the slot, you can put him out wide outside the numbers, and with the speed that kid has. I mean, you and I both saw him play at Saguaro. That was man among boys at that level. And when he was at Texas A&M, did the same thing in a tough SEC conference there in college football. So I think Christian Kirk is keep an eye on him. He could pay some huge dividends right off the jump for the Cardinals.
Well, and they can use him in a variety of ways, too.
Yep.
So I just think, I think he's very versatile. He's the kind of wide receiver that they've been longing for a long, long time. And, again, a local kid coming home, playing professional football, I don't think there's a better dream scenario for Christian Kirk or DJ Foster or anybody when you really think about it. And so pretty cool to see that. And the running game we know is going to be about David Johnson. However, you know, I don't know if you've watched this Chase Edmonds kid. He's kind of surprised me a little bit. I think what he's shown is pretty solid. So I've been impressed with him. And again, you know, DJ in the backfield, use him as a wide receiver, another guy that's really versatile. So I think that Steve Wilks has a lot of pieces on the offensive side, whereas in the past, I don't necessarily think they had quite as many. Now it's about somebody stepping up into that role. Again, you know what Larry Fitzgerald is going to give you. What will the Christian Kirks, the Chase Edmonds, some of these other guys, the Chad Williams, what will they give you on offense that you weren't expecting out of them, I guess is really the question.
No, you're exactly right. And, you know, the Cardinals have always kind of gone by this, you know, next man up mentality. They need these young kids to step up and for the team to have success. You know, I think Wilks is trying to get some depth on that offensive side of the ball. So maybe you got to take Fitz out for a play, put one of these young kids in there, get them some reps. You know, Christian Kirk, I think Christian's going to start. I really, really do. I think, you know, you can't keep talent like that off the field. I think Kirk through practice and probably the way he approaches the game is going to earn that right to get on the field right out of the gate. So you are right in terms of they got more pieces than Carson Palmer ever could have dreamed of having during his tenure here. And watching David Johnson, that's going to be interesting because he wants to get around that 1500 yard mark. I think he could get maybe receiving. I think he could get 400 or 500 yards receiving. If you get that plus anywhere from 1300 to 1500 yards, you're talking playoffs.
I don't know about that. Let's just see what happens. I think that's the hope, is that they surprise a lot of people. Only 5.5 wins on the total as far as Vegas goes. So we'll see how that all plays out. We'll see how it all plays out. You never know. I mean, they've been wrong before. We know that. But I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. Again, we spent a lot of time on the Arizona Cardinals, but rightfully so. That's the team that we watch each and every Sunday right in our backyard. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it. Come back. We're going to continue talking some NFL. We'll continue going with this division, too, and then a bunch of other things as well. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports, Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us a variety of ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike. So we spent a lot of time talking Arizona Cardinal football, and rightfully so. This is where we live, and obviously we have a relatively decent bird gang following here locally on the radio. And truthfully, I love the passion that all the Arizona Cardinal fans bring to the conversation when we talk Cardinal football. I'll be honest with you. So it's good stuff. I got this to say in closing. I think that the change of culture was something that was absolutely needed, and that's not to take anything away from Bruce Arians at all. Bruce Arians is the most winningest coach in this franchise's history. Bruce Arians did a lot of great things while he was here. However, at a certain point, no matter what, I don't care who you are or what you've accomplished, the message sometimes gets stale. And the guys just, for whatever reason, don't respond in the way that you want them to. Steve Wilks has come in here. There's a brand new culture. There's a brand new system. There's a brand new coaching staff in general.
Old vibe.
Yeah, just everything is so much different. And I think that in this situation, in this particular case, change is probably the best possible thing. And again, I think that the win total of 5.5, it may be 6 now. I don't know what it is. But when it opened up originally, I looked at that and I was like, wow, I think they're a 7-9 win team. So, yeah. And maybe battling to make a wild card in the NFC. We'll see, because the NFC is going to be really tough. Speaking of that, let's get into some of the other teams, and let's keep it going in the NFC West right now, and let's talk some San Francisco football. And I think that the big story here, obviously, Jimmy Garoppolo coming in there, finished the season off really strong for the 49ers. And to me, I think that they're a team to be reckoned with. I may be wrong. I may be right. Obviously, we'll have to see how it all plays out. Injuries, again, for every team, they play such a factor. But if Jimmy G can continue the way that Jimmy G is, you would have to think that the San Francisco 49ers play a role in this division to some degree, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you and I have talked about this a little bit off the air, on the air with Jimmy G. And it is a small sample size that we have with with Jimmy G. So when he starts a full season, we'll get a better idea of just maybe how good he is. I personally think he's pretty dang good. I mean, you sit behind Tom Brady for as long as he did, you probably learn a few things on how to approach the game and what you need to do to get yourself ready. And on top of that, let's face it, the kid kid's talented. The kid can sling it. You know, he can, you know, what they say, make all the throws and all those kind of things. But he's exactly, you know, we talked about Steve Wilks being exactly what was needed. Jimmy G was exactly what the Niners needed to kind of resurrect that storied franchise a little bit and make them more relevant than they had been 10 years prior to that. So it'll be fun to see what happens up there. I think Jimmy G and his head coach are in simpatico with each other. So I think that's going to be a marriage that's going to last for a while.
Yeah, a couple good targets for him to throw to. Obviously, Pierre Garçon, the crafty veteran that they've had around for a couple of years now. Marquise Goodwin, another guy that can make plays for Jimmy G. And the running game, to me, is what's going to be somewhat interesting. You know, I think that their defense, pretty decent, to be quite honest with you, there, too. A defense that can cause some turnovers and make some plays. And that's one thing, too, that I'm noticing out of the Arizona Cardinals, too, just going back to that for a moment. The defense has made a lot of plays in the preseason, and probably, thank God, rightfully so, because without all those plays that that defense is making, maybe those wins aren't wins. Maybe they're losses.
Ball hawking.
Yeah, they're getting after it for sure. So that's Steve Wilks, man, because he's a defensive guy. So we got to expect that defense to be able to make some plays. But again, I do think that the Niners, they do have a defense that can make plays. They have guys that are capable of making some plays on offense in the receiving corps for them. Jimmy G, how does he wind up playing out as a true starter for a whole season? That's something that we're all going to see. I think, like you, I think he's going to be pretty good. You don't sit behind Tom Brady, like you said, and not figure this game out. So I think the Niners will be okay. I think they caused some sort of havoc. What do you think of the Rams? Do they repeat, or do they take a little bit of a step back? I personally think they're right there. I think they repeat. I think that's a really good football team. Spent a lot of money in the offseason. Made a lot of improvements. Making guys happy. That's what you do. That's how you keep a football team in good spirits. But I think the Rams are solid, man. What about you?
No, I'm right there with you with the Rams. They got way too much talent, and they got way too much talent, young talent on the coaching staff. That guy for the Rams, and right now his name escapes me, is so talented. He's intelligent beyond his years. I mean, he's like, I think he's only 36, 37 years old.
Oh, you're talking about McVay.
McVay, yeah, I'm talking about McVay.
Thank you.
No, it's just, my brain was scattered at the moment. But, I mean, when you got Jared Goff and you got Todd Gurley, you know, you got a pretty good start right there. Now they got Brandon Cooks, former Oregon State guy, just a little plug, you know, that can take the top off the defense. I mean, I don't know if there's a quicker guy, faster guy in the whole NFL than Brandon Cooks. The defense, they got Ndamukong Suh now. They got Aaron Donald, who they're having a little bit of, you know, contract squabble with. I mean, they got made everybody happy, but, you know, that guy, you want to make Donald happy too, because he gets after and he puts quarterbacks on their back. So the Rams got a lot going for them. And like you said, I'm right there with you in terms of, you know, they repeat in the division.
Yeah, I think that's a quality football team. What about Seattle? I know that they obviously lost a lot of players, but they still have Russell Wilson, a guy that can make plays with his feet, make plays with his arm. And it seems like that Baldwin guy is around for him every single year making plays. But they do have a little bit of a problem with their receiving core. I don't think they're as deep as they should be. Running the ball, we'll see how they do.
Rashad Perry is going to be the guy.
Yeah, and defensively, yes, defensively, they've obviously taken a hit there. So what's the outlook for Seattle in your mind?
I think Seattle has, I think their issue, like you said, is going to be the receiving core. I also think it's going to be the offensive line, because let's face it, the last couple of years, that offensive line for Seattle has not been very good. Russell Wilson's had to spend his time dodging defensive ends, defensive tackles. He's getting sacked. You know, he's trying to make plays, but when you can't protect your quarterback, things are going to be rough on the whole for you for the season.
Rashad Penny, like you mentioned, he's probably going to be their guy out of San Diego State University, and we know the kind of numbers that he put up in college. But I also want to say that I don't think the talent level that he went up against, for the most part, I know he did play the likes of Arizona State and wound up running all over them.
Stanford, yes.
But the truth is, week in and week out, he wasn't seeing NFL-type caliber talent. So do you think Rashard Penny can handle the wear and tear of the NFL?
Good question. Penny certainly has the physical ability to be a running back. But when you play at San Diego State, like you said, week in and week out, besides a couple of preseason games against Stanford and against the Sun Devils, you don't see a lot of pro guys on a week-to-week basis. And for you to be able to handle it or handle the NFL level, as a rookie, not playing against that kind of talent, it's going to be kind of tough, but we will see. But, you know, Penny's a guy that, another one of those guys, not only you can put him in the backfield, you can put him, you know, maybe in the slot, you can move him around, get him in. Now, if they can get that kid in space, then I think he can be successful, but we'll see. But for me, Seattle, it all depends on that offensive line.
And then they also have that Procy kid, CJ Procy, who played at Notre Dame. So, I think he'll see a lot more reps this year too, when push comes to shove. So they're probably a two-headed monster. Wow. Already up against another break, Mike Wilson. Unbelievable. Get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We're going to tackle another division when we get back, Mike. We'll keep it in the NFC, whether it's the South, the North, or the East. We'll kind of keep people wondering, and we'll keep them listening to that. So keep it close, everybody. A little bit of a mystery as to where in the NFC we're going next. We covered the West, and now we've either got the South, the North, or the East. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003.
800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey everybody, he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, so we made a decision during the break as to where we're going to go in the NFC, and we're going to go from west to south. That's the Falcons, that's the Carolina Panthers, that's the New Orleans Saints, and that's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who will be without Jameis Winston to start the first three or four games of the season. Obviously, a great, really good quarterbacks in this division, like you were saying, Mike, during the break. The Falcons have Matty Ice, who is, according to Jalen Ramsey, the most overrated quarterback in all of the NFL. And to be quite honest with you, I'm kind of leaning toward agreeing with Jalen Ramsey on this one. Matty Ice obviously got him to the Super Bowl. He also helped them to lose the biggest margin, of victory for the Patriots to come back from in that game in a Super Bowl in the history of Super Bowls. You have Cam Newton playing for the Carolina Panthers, who in the past has always complained about not having enough weapons. Like you said during the break, now has weapons. Christian McCaffrey, a year more into the NFL. We'll see how that kid plays out. It should be interesting there. New Orleans, Drew Brees, the year that they had last year. I'm interested to see how they play, if they can continue their winning ways. So this is going to be a fun division, Mike.
No, I absolutely agree. It could be a fun division just from the talent, like I was saying during the break, of the quarterback position. I mean, you got a lot of talent there. Cam, with all his shenanigans and having to react to a former teammate, saying some things that more or less could be true. Let's face it. When Benjamin comes out and says, okay, he's not exactly a big film guy, his practice habits are this. There'd be no reason for Benjamin to be telling us anything but the truth there, because he saw it with his own eyes. And he got Jameis, who has to sit out. I think Jameis is heading down that road that you think Matty Ice is, the overrated quarterback, yeah, a bit. And then you got Mr. Steady, man. Mr. Steady, Drew Brees. You look at the preseason standings here, they're 1-1. But he didn't play the other night against the Cardinals. But we all know what that guy can do when the real bullets are flying. He's a Hall of Famer for sure. And, they have Kimura down there,
Ingram.
As part of that Saints team. So, I would not be surprised if New Orleans is exactly back where they were last year, but maybe to finish the deal and get it at minimum to the NFC Championship game. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, I mean, home field advantage for them is obviously instrumental. It's key. It's huge.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah.
Teddy Ginn Jr., we'll see how he does for them. Michael Floyd getting a shot to play with them this season. So we'll see if he can rejuvenate his career. To be honest with you, again, when you have Drew Brees slinging it, all you got to do is get open. He's going to find you, make plays for the guy. I think it's interesting that they've got a bunch of interesting running backs when you think about it, if it goes bad for them. But the two guys will be Ingram and Kamara, like you're talking about. But they also have guys like Shane Vereen, who in the past has, you know what, he's been okay at times throughout his career. They're a little weak in the fullback spot. I'm interested to see how that plays out for them. Some people just have that philosophy of not wanting to necessarily use a fullback. Their defense, they made plays from last year. I think this is a team to definitely be reckoned with, Mike. I really do.
Yeah, there is no doubt that's going to be a team that's, you know, the road to the playoffs is going to kind of go through them a bit. But I think, you know, if you had to, Dorf, and here's a question for you: if you had to figure out who's going to finish last in that division, is it Tampa Bay going away, or, you know, maybe could it be Atlanta?
No, I think it's Tampa Bay going away. I think Atlanta's still decent. I think that this is a three-headed team race with Atlanta, Carolina, New Orleans, and I would give the slight nod to New Orleans over both of these teams, but Carolina could be good, man. I think this is a serious breakout season for Christian McCaffrey. I really think that he has a big year. He's played well in the preseason. Again, I don't read too much into that, but I think for this kid, more than anything, it was about him kind of figuring out the wear and tear of the NFL game. It was also about Cam Newton maybe saying, you know what, this guy's got talent. He can do a lot of great things if I get him the ball in open space especially. And they'll use him a lot like Christian Kirk, to be honest with you. He can be used in a multiple of different ways. So I think his versatility is going to really come out and shine this year. So I expect big things out of him. And then go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, big guy. But what are your thoughts with Cam Newton? I mean, there is no doubt that this guy is physically one of the most physically gifted quarterbacks we've seen play the position. 6'6", 250, 260, can run. He can run guys over. He can sling it. Is Cam, do you see another breakout season for him? I mean, we shouldn't be talking about breakout seasons but from a guy that's been in the league 8 years now, but since his MVP year, he really hasn't done too much. So what do you expect? What do you expect to see out of Cam?
Look, I mean, I think the thing we question about Cam is obviously not the physical aspects of this kid at all.
Right.
We question his hunger, his desire to play, and his desire to want to grow as an individual playing right. this game, you know, and to be a leader among boys or among men, to be quite honest with you, because they're all men out there playing at this level. So I think that those are some of the things that are more the question on my mind about Cam Newton than whether or not this guy physically can play this game, because we know he can. It's the hunger, the desire, the will to win, the will to want to be better than everybody else. And like you said, Calvin Benjamin coming out and talking the way that he did, you know, I think that Cam has some things to prove, not only to Calvin Benjamin, but to his peers and the league and everybody else around him, to show that he does care. And, you know, he's working every day to be better, not only as a human being, but as a football player. So, I think that the Carolina Panthers are going to be good, man. They're really going to be good. New Orleans is going to be good.
Well,
I'm
sorry to keep interrupting you, but okay, let's talk about Tampa Bay a little bit. What do you do with Jameis, man? I mean, this was when they were deciding between, okay, should we go with Marcus Mariota or Jameis Winston, you know, and the off the field stuff never came up with Mariota, but then you had all these concerns with Jameis. I mean, now you know, people want to attribute his earlier stuff. Okay, he's a kid, which I don't buy. I hate that excuse. You know right from wrong. And now he's kind of making the same kind of stupid mistakes in the pros. What do you do with him when he comes back? I mean, do you automatically just insert him as the starter, or do you even make him sit behind Fitzgerald a little bit more?
Or
Fitzpatrick.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. They've got Ryan Griffin there also, Austin Allen, the other quarterback. But the truth is when you talk about these quarterbacks, Jameis Winston is heads and tails the best out of the bunch by far, Mike. He has been playing preseason football, as we all know, and he's been shredding it, to be quite honest with you. He's been playing pretty well. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are undefeated in the preseason. Again, it is just preseason, but for some guys, I do think it means a little bit more. And for Jameis Winston right now, I do think the preseason is relatively important. It's going to give the ownership and the coaching staff the belief that when he is ready to come back after that suspension, that he is a capable leader. I've never questioned what he does. It's similar to Cam Newton, to be quite honest with you. I don't question this guy physically out there on the football field. I question his decision-making off the football field, like you're talking about. You know, I mean, you don't get yourself in an Uber cab and put yourself in a position like Jameis Winston did. I mean, you just have to be smarter than that. So, you know, the physical attributes, the intangibles that he brings to the game, the way that he can play the quarterback position, I think are all things that are really good for him, obviously, moving forward. Because, again, Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's a career journeyman, the guy's been everywhere. It's not that he's not that good. He's not that good and he's not that bad. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, he's okay. But he's not going to win you football games, and he's definitely going to lose you football games. Jameis Winston is their number one guy, without a doubt. Hands down, for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of my feeling with it. I mean, earlier I was just like, man, just cut this kid. You know, you get kind of tired of the off-the-field stuff, no matter how physically gifted he may be. You got to give this guy, another chance to see what he can do once he comes back.
Well, and not only that, I mean, I think everybody was like, you got to get rid of him. I mean, I saw Damian Woody talking about it. You got to get rid of this guy. Well, unfortunately, look at what they have behind him. So it's not as easy as people think when you have to make a decision like that.
Right.
So ultimately, I think that in this case, Jameis is just somewhat lucky in the sense that everybody around him is nowhere near as good as him, Mike. So unfortunately for those guys, Jameis Winston, when he comes back, he's the guy. But fortunately for Jameis, you know, in the same sense that everybody around him is nowhere near as good as him. And, you know, when you look at some of the backup positions around this league, and, you know, you have Nick Foles, obviously the MVP from last year, the Super Bowl, gets hurt in his last game. People get a little bit nervous and cautious about bringing Carson Wentz back. And this is kind of the reason for that, Mike, because you know what? You never know. I mean, Nick Foles was going back to throw a pass and guy grabs his arm and pulls it the wrong way. And you know what? Their third guy, Suffield, if I'm not mistaken, he's definitely not ready to go out there and lead a Super Bowl team. So it would be bad if Nick Foles goes down, and we know how valuable Nick Foles was last year.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if your Super Bowl MVP on your team goes down, never a good sign. I mean, they had Carson Wentz who went down. You could argue that he was in the MVP race for the league at that time as well. So if both those guys are out, it could be a rough start for Philly up there in the East for sure.
Yep, could change the dynamic for them. And what do you think of Alex Smith there with Washington real quickly?
I like Alex Smith. I do. I don't know if he's gonna, if he's really gonna improve the win total for them all that dramatically. I don't, you know, Washington missed the playoffs last year, if I remember correctly. I think they can get to the playoffs with an Alex Smith, but I also think they can miss the playoffs with Alex Smith.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's Philadelphia. I think the Giants are a lot better. I think they're a ton better. Saquon Barkley's got to stay healthy. We know that. And obviously already showing that he can get hurt in the preseason, too, a little bit banged up. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that, and then we're going to come back like we always do with our parting shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time today. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Real quickly, one more time, you can always follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And please check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. At this time, each and every week, we give you our parting shots. Mike, you're up, my friend.
Well, my parting shot is for one of the biggest sports fans I ever knew in my life. My father, he would have been 69 years old today. He was a diehard Giants, a diehard 49er fan. But I know he's looking down on Dorf and I and what we're doing and just smiling from ear to ear. So raise a glass to Dad on this day.
Well, that's a special day, to be honest with you, man, where you can talk radio, and why not let's dedicate the show to your father today, man. That's pretty cool, actually. In a weird way, it's kind of cool that you're on the radio and you can obviously dedicate the show to your dad today. That's pretty cool. Mine is going to the Milwaukee Brewers, man. I mean, you talk about a team that can lead the division throughout the whole year, pretty much the whole way, and then all of a sudden they can find a way to just blow things, and it seems to happen more often than not to my Milwaukee Brewers, man. Year in and year out, they seem to find a way at the end of the season to lose games and get themselves out of the playoff picture. Let's figure it out, man. Let's make it happen. Now is the time. You're half a game out. Show what your true colors are. Get back in the wild card race, and you know what? Let's make the playoffs. Milwaukee deserves it. Anyways, for Scott on the other side of the glass, making it all possible, you can always check me out later tonight doing the Sports Overnight America show. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But for Mike Wilson, for Scott on the other side of the glass, I would be the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Oh!
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.